Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are continuing in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis Seif Beis in the Ramah. We're going to talk about saying Pitum HaKetores in Kelokeinu and Shir Shel Yom. Before we do that, let's fill in one Mishneh Berurah that we missed yesterday. The Ramah said that if there is no one in Shul who has lost their parents, then even one who still whose parents are still alive can say Kaddish as long as the parents are not Makbid, as long as the parents are not concerned with the child saying Kaddish. So the Mishneh Berurah Yud Aleph over there says as follows, Rotza Lomar, Davka Kishuhu Mishair Shalo Yahpidu Alza. The child can say Kaddish only when his assumption, right, when his assessment is that his parents will not be disturbed by him saying Kaddish. Umistaba the Chozahu Le'inin Kaddish Yosom. All of this applies to Kaddish Yosom, Mepnesha Kaddish Zem Yucha the Yosomim, because this Kaddish is designated for the Yosomim to say. Aval the Hispal Lifne Ha'amud, Olifros Al Shema, Ein Lo Lachush Klal, Shema Yakpidu Al Zeh. For him to daven and say Kaddish, or to be Poreis Al Shema, to lead the Tzibur in Shema, so then there would be no problem with him doing so. Continuing in the Ramah. V'yesh lomar pitum haketores erev avoker achar hatfila. One should say pitum haketores every night and morning after tfila. V'omrim tchila in kelokeinu v'chule. So first you say in kelokeinu and then pitum haketores. Why is it that we say pitum haketores? Mishneh Berurah Yud Beis, m'pnei shehaketores hayu maktirin pa'amayim b'chol yom k'mo shekasuv b'Torah. The ketores was offered twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, which leads us to our next point, which is what is the meaning of erev? Says the Mishneh Berurah Yud Gimel, haynu achar tfilas mincha o kodem la. What we mean by nighttime is really the afternoon, meaning before or after mincha. The haketores lo hayu maktirin b'alayla. They didn't sacrifice the ketores. They didn't burn the ketores at night. They burned it dafka in the afternoon. So that is when you should say pitum haketores. Uvoker achar hatfila v'tzarech iyun, says the Mishneh Berurah Yudalid, lama anu omer mosav b'shabbos v'yomtiv achar musaf. On Shabbos and Yomtiv, why do we say pitum haketores after musaf? Isn't the ketores, doesn't it take place prior to the musaf? And it's related to the korban tamid, which takes place, of course, prior to the musaf. It's the first korban that's brought. So we should have said the ketores earlier. Why do we wait until after musaf? Perhaps our intent is to exit and leave the shul after having learned some Torah. There's a esoteric Kabbalistic reasoning as to why we say Pitum HaKetores after Musaf, with getting rid of klipos, shooing away, chasing away harmful spirits. Uvishla kasav the omer kodem tfila ve'achareha. The Shla writes that one should say Pitum HaKetores both before the tfila and also afterwards. The Ramah continues, ve'omrim ashir shahalavim hayu omrim b'mikdash shachris levad. The Ramah says that we say the Shir Shel Yom that the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash at Shacharis. The Mishneh Berurah in Tezvav comments, Ayin b'magin Avram shemasik, the Chavonas HaRamah lomar b'chol yom hashir hashayach la'uso yom. The Magen Avram says that what the Ramah means over here is that we should say the song that was designated for that day, the Hainu, which means Shabiyom Aleph hayu alavim mishorim leDavid mizmor l'Hashem ha'aretzum noa v'gomer atzof ha'mizmor. We say on Sunday that the Levim used to sing leDavid mizmor, and those are the words that we say. V'chem b'chol yom ha'mizmor hashayach lo. Each day you say the Perek and Tehillim that was designated for that day, that the Levim sung on that day. Aval ein kavanaso sheyomru mishnas hashir shahayu alavim omrim v'chule. You don't say the Mishnah of that outlines all of the songs that were said on each day. You don't do that. However, on Shabbos, we do say that Mishnah after saying Pitum HaKetores. We say that Mishnah, again, that spells out all of the different songs that were sung each day. Tezayin Shacharis Levad. After Mimikdash Hayu Omrim Shira Al Niske Hayayin Gamal Tomin Shabinu Arbayim. Even though the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishneh Berurah says, the song was sung also when the wine libations were offered in the afternoon together with the afternoon korban, the Tamid Shabbeinu Arbayim. Achein mipnei shekama pa'anim hayu ha-kohanim trudin. Since there were some times when the Kohanim were very busy, v'hayu mivin ha-nesachim Shabbeinu Arbayim ba-loyla, they used to bring the wine libations at night, uva-layla in omrim shira. However, singing is not done at night. Lefikach noagin lomer hashir b'shachris levad. Because of those cases when the song was not sung in the afternoon, so therefore we say the shir shal yom. We sing the song only in the morning. Ve'ezem mizmer noagin lomer b'yontif l'shir shal yom. What shir shal yom we say on yontif? Yivom yirtzeh Hashem lekamon behilchos yontif. The Mishnah Berurah over here says that he's going to explain in hilchos yontif. In footnote 39, they point out that this is not really clarified in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halach in hilchos yontif. The Magen Avraham writes that there are some places that have special mizmorim, special tehillim for Yontif that they say based on Maseches Sofrim, but those were not the ones that were actually sung in the Beis HaMikdash. In Maiserav, so it's brought from the Gra, the specific mizmorim that are said on each Chag and Moed. The common practice is that when Yontif falls out on a weekday, so we say, or you say whatever Shir Shal Yom is designated for that weekday. We don't have in the Siddur the Shir Shal Yom specifically for the Yontif. Now, why do we begin the Shir Shal Yom by saying Hayom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos? So in footnote 31, it's pointed out that this is actually the fulfillment of a mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say, before saying Hayom Yom Ploni B'Shabbos, he would say Zachar Tzom HaShabbos L'Kadcho. The Ramban al HaTorah explains Zachar Tzom HaShabbos L'Kadcho means that we have Shabbos in mind throughout the week. And we fulfill that mitzvah by saying Hayom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. Every day we begin the day by saying something about the day's relationship to Shabbos, and thereby fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish up Simin Kuf Lamed Beis and Kuf Lamed Gimel. Have a wonderful day.